Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of New Jersey gun owners. We are here in the studio with Scott Bach, Alexander Rubian, and what's this guy's name? Hey, he's sleeping. Wow. So let's say, how many hours all told have you gotten sleep this week?
Sunday through Saturday, 6 days, about 20 hours
sleep. Very good. Hey, you look well rested for a corpse.
Not bad. We're going to liven the show up today, guys. You need to work with me. Every time I say something funny, okay?
Yeah.
I'll turn that on.
That's an applause sign.
Okay? Every time I say something
makes good
funny.
Radio. He okay? has an applause
my,
sign.
No, my own applause sign. Okay, not just any applause sign.
His personal applause sign. That's very good.
It was a gift from Steve Elber, who's been in the industry movie and everything for a long time. And he gave it to me, so I appreciate it. Sentimental value.
Anytime we have any broadcast trivia, we go to Elber.
Yes. So here's the show today. Scott Bach is the executive director for the New Jersey ANJRPC.
He has
I want to say the New Jersey NRA.
It's called the Association Scott, of New Jersey, Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs.
Scott is also a board member of the NRA, and he's going to discuss these bills and everything that's coming up. And we have Alexander Rubian on, who is on the board of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, who's going to discuss a huge win we had with a crappy city in the state of New Jersey for gun owners for
wait,
the longest
wait a minute.
Time.
You just said crappy city in state of New Jersey. You have to be much more specific about that.
And we have a bunch of letters to answer, and I want to go over the bills, too, because I think it's very important
I'm
that people know what's
bill.
Going on with these rallies and everything.
Oh,
but you
bills.
Know what? Before we get into you, Scott, Alexander, tell us what happened in Newark, New Jersey?
Well, I met with the...
Into the microphone, Al.
I met with the police department. I was too distracted with the applause sign.
I know, this was true. It is lit.
About a year ago, I met with the police department, and I wrote them a letter. I wrote them several letters, actually. And I received a letter from them dated April 12th, of 2013. Saying, in response to your letter, we carefully examined our firearms application process with members of the Newark Police Firearms Unit and the New Jersey State Police to ensure compliance with state laws. I would like to inform you that we are, at present, consistent with state requirements requiring only the application SDS Form 33 and mental form SP66 and the state-issued ID or driver's license.
So let me sum this up for you guys. We talk about how the NJ2AS and ANJRPC are the hammer and anvil in the state of New Jersey. The ANJRPC, with its 100-year tradition of, you know, what lobbyists and a strong presence in Trenton. And now just imagine that big carrier is riding through the ocean of these anti-gunners, and the NJ2AS is the little frigates out there that just keep biting away at the enemy, you know? So what happened was Newark had this oppressive system to get a gun. You had to get your landlord to notarize an affidavit that you could own guns.
That's the original.
Oh, you want read some of the bullet points off.
Valid New Jersey driver's license or government state picture ID, which is obvious. A valid and clearly legible Social Security card required.
Illegal.
Naturalization papers if you are a naturalized citizen. Permanent resident ID card or passport if you're a resident alien. Birth certificate.
Illegal.
PSNG statement or telephone statement.
Illegal.
Copies of your, here it says here, if applicable, copies of your final court dispositions in which you were the defendant. Please note that please note that includes any arrest that has not been expunged or sealed.
Nice.
And you, applications must be hand-delivered to the firearms detective via appointment between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
Many big cities have that. Newark normally takes about a year also to process your firearms ID card.
A year for an FID
so
card.
So with Operation Established Compliance, which is the NJ2AS's thing, they've been attacking one city at a time. This is groundbreaking because this is the first huge city to pull into line.
Asbury Park, which was a
problem. And now they're going to use this win to approach other big cities. I was talking when we were in my office, you were hanging out, that one of our students just came in from Passaic, and when he put his paperwork in, the officer changed it from 3 pistol permits to 1. He said, mm-hmm. That's our law.
It's okay? Unbelievable. He crossed off the three.
Yeah, he crossed off the 3 and made it 1. Mm-hmm. He said, that's all you're allowed is 1. That's our law. In Passaic.
So every time you apply for a pistol permit, you have to apply for a new one and pay the $60 fee.
Correct. And he told them you're not allowed more than one every 90 days. It was the chief's law.
Oh, chief's law.
The chief's law. The chief is making stuff up. And, you know, we've been, NJ2AS has been threatening people with official malfeasance on that.
So now, let me get this straight. This is the city of Passaic that is probably has more terrorists on the terrorist watch list. But they're denying a citizen to have a firearm to protect himself from the terrorists.
Correct.
Oh, I see.
So it's apropos that we have Alexander and Scott in the studio today because we've been doing some joint stuff with the Assembly, and now there's going to be some joint stuff. Am I correct, Scott, with the Senate?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff
and
happening.
We're not ready for you, Scott. Stay in the wings and keep getting angrier, okay? So, Alexander, I wanted to say, as a board member for NJ2AS, you've been out there showing up at all these anti-gun rallies mm-hmm. and pro-gun rallies and mm-hmm. speaking, and that's what I really wanted to push. We have two rallies coming up, one on the 30th and one on the 2nd, and Scott is going to discuss those more, but if you go to NJ2AS's page and look it up, because they are a sponsor of Gun for Hire Radio, I want them to see that. But how do you feel about this win with Newark? I think this, you told me about it, what, 2 or 3 days ago, I told you to come on the show. Yeah.
Well, I was waiting for the official letter, and I will clarify, the Newark Police Department was very, very, very courteous. They were phenomenal to work with, and I've had the experience of working with many, many, many different police departments throughout the state, and I have to say they were the best department to work with. And they even thanked me because they were unaware of the laws. I mean, we have to understand that Newark is a huge city. They have a lot of issues going on, and they did tell me that this was the way that they inherited and they weren't aware of the current laws.
You know,
so from previous administrations, whatever it may have been, that's how they inherited it, that's how they took over. And they actually thanked me because this reduced a tremendous amount of paperwork on their end.
This is important because we talk about this all the time, in the fact that there's this venerable acceptance. It's always been this way.
Well,
so we just carry it forward.
I manage people in factories and stuff, and they always say, we've always done it this
way. Exactly.
And I talked to people in Newark way before Alexander was part of our clique and our group here. And what happens is, after the Newark riots, they instill this all this information gathering, and it's never changed. What happens is the lieutenant in charge of records retires. When he retires, Anthony shows Alexander.
Right.
Alexander retires, he shows Scott.
Right.
So no one, but then what happens is if you go in and tell the chief or the captain they're doing it wrong, automatically you're going to get defensive.
Sure.
Mind your business. We're the police. We're doing it right. Yeah. You know. So sometimes all you need is someone to do a little eye opening, and that's what the NJ2AS, and actually it was you. You ran with the ball with Newark for a good year.
I took
right?
over that one. Frank wasn't very optimistic about it. He even told me he didn't want to pursue Newark.
So because you guys did so good, I'm going to turn the applause light on.
And with that applause, we'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Attorney General Eric Holder, we need to brainwash kids to think about guns in a very different way. And they are. They're shooting each other now.
You know, before you guys get into the rallies, here's another one. They busted a guy in Trenton for trafficking firearms. He pled guilty to selling AR-15-style assault rifles, okay?
And AR-15-style?
He got a $1,200 fine and 5 years in prison.
For trafficking
guns. AR-15s.
Okay, but we have to present our birth certificate now in order to buy a box of 20, a brick of 22, right?
So, and I talked, go ahead,
Scott. You know what his mistake was?
What?
He should have brought it to a gun buyback, then they couldn't have arrested him, okay?
Exactly right.
And he would have gotten paid for it,
he would have gotten paid money out of taxpayer dollars. So, oh, no, that's part of the Dieter fund.
So, $1,200 fine. He's one of more than 50 people indicted in a joint effort but to disrupt weapons trafficking. Listen to me. How the hell do you disrupt weapons trafficking with a five-year sentence? Federal guidelines,
fine.
Federal guidelines because of overcrowding, one day good, 3 days out, okay?
Seriously. So
one day good. For every one good day, they knock 3 days off.
Really?
State prison, every one good day, they knock 2 days off. So he's going to 75% of his sentence. I'm not dumb, but that means a year and a quarter. So 15 months, he will be out of jail for trafficking AR-15s. And us, Scott, if I stop at a Dunkin' Donuts and it's deemed an unnecessary deviation, how long can I go in prison?
10 years.
10 years. Mm. That's why Anthony put a cafe at the Gun for Hire range.
That's right.
Okay? Anthony, well, also because I like to eat,
in
right?
other states, a cafe is a luxury. Here, it's a necessity.
Necessity. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. People are like, wow, I can come shoot, have a cup of coffee and something to eat like a free citizen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, you know what?
Like
someone
I lived
who gets
in New
respect,
Hampshire.
You know? It's a shame when you think about it. But so this shitbag, NJ man gets 5 years federal prison for gun trafficking. I can't. Anyway, let's move on. Scott, let's talk. Sandy, you lead off. I'm disgusted. I really am.
So what's going on in Trenton?
Okay, well, look, I mean, all joking aside, what's happening next week in Trenton is extremely serious, okay? The worst attacks on gun owners and sportsmen in state history are moving to the next step, okay? We all know what happened in the Assembly in February. The Senate, thanks to the large turnout of gun owners, has moved much more slowly and deliberately, but nevertheless, they have a package of bills that are being heard in Senate committee Tuesday and Thursday. That's April 30th and May 2nd. I'm going to talk about some of them, but first I want to say our community needs to speak out with one thunderous voice in the next day or two or three this week and reach out to every state senator, members of the Law and Public Safety Committee, and the Senate President Steve Sweeney. Phone, fax, email, and then get on the buses and come to Trenton or drive down yourself because we need to pack the hearing room again like we did in February. Now,
I'm going to stop you there for a second because one of the things that was bothering me and I was thinking about it on my drive up here today was the fact that I've been to like four gun clubs in the past week and a half. And of course, I'm always handing out information. Most of the people there have no clue of what's going on. No clue whatsoever that any of this is taking. Granted, most of them are NRA board members and, you know, 117 years old.
Hey,
you lower the median
guys,
average
listen.
By a lot. But this is a real serious problem.
I'm involved with because Gun for Hire Radio ties everything together, and I'm Executive Vice President ANJRPC, and I get the emails between NJ2AS and ANJRPC. For you listeners out there, you have no idea what's going on. It's a monumental task. Every time a bus is being moved, Scott is coming up from Trenton with the information, and he has to read it, and he has to run it past other legal eagles so he can put it in plain English so we can see what the impact is. And then getting, we're trying to get people to go to Trenton on the 30th and the 2nd, you know, which is not easy. People have to take 2 days off from work. But for you listeners there, listen, I can't make it both days. I'm going to choose which day. I just opened a brand new business, and what I'm doing is I'm sending money to both organizations.
Right. Just so you know, and to get other members. I think one of the big problems is that most people don't even know. I quizzed people. They didn't even know what ANJRPC was. And how long have you been a shooter? Oh, 40 years. 40 years, and you don't know that the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs exists.
This is an issue that is not just statewide. This is a national issue. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of complacent gun owners and sportsmen out there.
Which is why we have the problems we have. We are, by and large, a quiet, peaceful, law-abiding group.
Yeah, we want to be left alone. Our best situation is leave me alone to do my thing, and I'm not going to look up and see what's going on. But these threats, I mean, this is the worst in state history. This is worse than the assault weapons ban in 91. This is worse than smart guns in 2002 or one gun a month in 2009.
Hell, this is worse than the Sullivan
Act. This is a sea change.
Yeah.
Okay? An attack on... This is turning the Second Amendment, which is already slowed down to a trickle in New Jersey. This is trying to choke it off completely. This has nothing to do with public safety. It has nothing to do with stopping another
and
tragedy.
And they know this. Like we talked about off
air.
They do know this. They've woken
to Sleeping Giant. And dealing with people on a day-to-day basis on these issues, what we really have to emphasize, and this is the same thing with Newark, when I tell people, write letters to your police department, write letters to your senators and assembly people, they're afraid to. They're like, well, I don't want to stir the pot. I don't want to get, you know, on their bad side. And that's the problem. You know, when the people fear the government, this is exactly what happens.
That's exactly what's going on. They're fearing they're going to be on some sort of a list. They're fearing the government.
You're already on the list. Excuse me. Okay, yes. And there isn't anybody in Trenton that's our enemy that thinks that you're on the list is a good thing. Okay, they're already your enemy. Okay,
exactly.
So
yeah.
You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by speaking up.
You have everything to lose.
When they get a phone call from the people, they should be fearing us. They should be accountable to us. We should not
and
be
they're
fearful.
Not. And they're they
not.
Laugh
exactly.
At us.
They
Correct. Know, it's like I said after the rent, the rally in Trenton. I said, it's not that they don't know we're here. They know we're here. They just don't care. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious by their, you know, by their actions that they don't care.
And Scott has mentioned before how we have a lot more armchair activism, where you have people that with Facebook and blogs and forums. But I don't know. I don't think our politicians thought we'd be that prepared.
Yeah.
No, but we can see ANJRPC has been around since the mid-30s. All right. 1930s. Five or 34, Scott?
Six. 36.
36. Close. 1936. Listen, they used to send postcards and snail mail out because that's all we had, right? Now, organizations like ANJRPC, NJ2AS, NRA, they have blogs, they have Twitter feeds.
Social media,
the information's crossing. Yeah. But you got to remember the old school people. How many people came here to join?
That's the point.
Don't have email.
Exactly right.
They don't use a computer.
And that's all these guys who are retired. They have nothing to do. They could pack buses, but they really don't know. We have to count on our listeners. There's a million plus of you listening to us right now. Please reach out and touch these people who aren't listening. Get them to listen. Get them to participate. We're coming back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange Gun Law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Give me back my sister's slippers.
All right. I'm glad I didn't eat before that.
Yes. I felt the vomit creeping up at the back of my throat.
Waldorf Chiropractic. WaldorfChiro.com.
Dr. Eric was here last week. You saw how bad I was last week. I couldn't even move my shoulders.
He hooked you up, huh?
Hooked me up. Let me tell you, it still feels great. I'm knocking on wood here. I'm afraid to say that. Instantly, boom, just hooked me up. I love this guy.
Bridgewater, New Jersey, Waldorf Chiropractic, a supporter of Gun for Hire Radio. He had the seeds to back us.
Yes, he did.
So please, Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey, check him out. Scott, quick question from Alex Pierce. Dear Anthony and Sandy, I have a question you, and perhaps this for you, and this perhaps something you or Scott Bach can answer. Today is the 31st day since my last gun purchase submission of paperwork for NICS approval. And so I went to the local gun store to purchase, submit paperwork for approval of another handgun. I was surprised when a store clerk advised me and others against submitting paperwork on the 31st day from prior purchase submission, because according to him, the authorities are now counting 30 days from the day of approval, not the day of submission. Okay? It's taking 14 days for the not-so-instant background check now.
Or longer.
Or longer.
Actually, technically, what the state is doing is correct. And to avoid a problem, I mean, here's the thing. Typically, approval and submission have been on the same day, so it hasn't been an issue. Now that there is a separation, which we're working to address, by the way, but now that there is that separation, you've got to start counting on the day of approval. So if your day of approval is Monday and you're going to count 30, you start one on Tuesday. Okay, it's not from the date of submission until this whole thing,
that's horrible.
Backlog. It is what it is. I mean, that's
insane.
Well, I broke the law last month. Yeah, because I bought a gun 32 days after submission, but it was only like 15 days after approval. I counted it, and it wasn't caught. Okay, I agree with Scott. You shouldn't take a chance, but that's just
how the hell are we supposed to
know? A right delayed is a right denied,
right?
Isn't that you?
Exactly. Right.
Well, that's a famous statement.
I understand, but holy shit! Wake up, New Jersey, man.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Right.
Well, I mean, there's another issue related to these delays as well. You know, if somebody has a handgun permit that's expiring, let's say the handgun permit is live on the day you submit it, but it terminates before the approval comes through, there have been denials. One of the things,
and now they're holding the, it used to be an instant approval, but now we have to fax everything
not
in.
So instant approval.
Yeah.
One of the things we've requested is that permits in that status, live on the day you submit, but it terminates before approval, is that there be a grace period added to those, that they be extended until approval.
Dumb.
Ridiculous.
Listen, one more question real quick. This is from Rich Einacker. How should we properly handle if there's martial law in our neighborhood and the cops are coming door to door, like in Boston, to search your house? Would you let them in? Do you have to let them in?
I defer to Knappen for that,
yeah,
for the answer
an,
to that
that's
question.
A Knappen question. That's a question.
Well, how do you handle that? Because I would be armed. All right, I own guns, so I would be armed to the teeth if some, 19-year-old check-in was running around blowing shit up.
Didn't
all right?
Joe Biden answer this question for us?
What?
Didn't Joe Biden answer
get
this
question? Get a
shotgun. Shoot through the door.
Shoot through the door.
So what do I do
You're
if
Vice
eight
President
guys
of the
in
United
SWAT
States.
Gear insist on coming through and searching my house under martial law? What do I do?
Well, look at what happened. I mean, we don't even have to make supposition about this, right? There's no supposition here. Well, all we have to do is look back to New Orleans during Katrina.
Where they took guns away. But I'm saying they weren't looking to take guns. They were looking for this terrorist, this kid.
Right.
Is he a terrorist? We don't know yet.
But again, martial law. You're defining it. Here's one kid, 19-year-old kid, shuts down a whole city.
But how do you handle the cops now? If I have a gun on my hip, and there's a knock on the front door, and they're insisting
to
come through and search my house because they're looking for him.
Right. And there's SWAT guys there, and you've got a gun on your hip. You know you're going down on the ground.
Look, this really is a napping question, but there's two ways to approach it. One is the standard approach, which is in the absence of probable cause, you don't have to consent to a search. So when they say...
Even under martial law?
Well, that's the second analysis, and this is where you need an expert on this like Napping, and that is under certain exigent circumstances... Fourth Amendment rights can be suspended. However, whether this is one of those circumstances when you've got one person in a city of millions of people, you know, whether that qualifies or not, I don't know. That is something definitely an Evan Knappen question.
Well, exigent circumstances in the city of New York is chewing gum while you're walking, right?
Well,
did you hear that burp?
In law school, they'll tell you exigent circumstances are, in the immediate aftermath or during the commission of a crime. You know, bullets are flying in that moment.
Okay? We also, if anybody has any additional news for next week's show, the FBI and the counterterrorism units were questioning this 19-year-old kid without reading Miranda rights. And 18 hours after questioning, a magistrate from Boston took it upon herself, who has very strong Muslim country ties, by the way, and she came into the hospital and read the kid the Miranda rights, and he shut right up from there. And the FBI was not done interrogating
him. Well, the kid that they were, you're talking about the actual terrorist?
The Joker,
the first terrorist.
The Joker. Oh,
the guy who was collecting welfare and had an Obama phone.
It's a beautiful thing.
With the non-Miranda, that bothered me a little bit. And again, where I stand on most of this issue. I mean, for me, my strongest drive here, yes, I'm a 2A guy, yes. But my strongest drive here is freedom, period. And when we start encroaching in on freedoms and we say, no, I'm going to pick this guy, even though he may be a terrorist, I think what separates the United States, Truscott, from the rest of the world is it doesn't matter who this shitbag is. It matters that this is not how we do it here. Mm-hmm. So to not Mirandize him, the first Saudi guy I have an issue with that. Because where does it stop?
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does it stop?
I thought you were going to say Taylor Ham separates us from the rest of the world.
That's true. But only in New Jersey, you realize no one in Iowa knows what the hell you're talking about.
By the way, all you flyover states, and that's what you wrote in your email.
New Yorkers consider Pennsylvania a flyover state.
Real quick, because we're going to get into the meat and potatoes. But Lieutenant Colonel Bob Siegel, U.S. Air Force retired.
Colonel, I hate you.
Iowa.
I hate you.
He wrote, "What a great broadcast you guys do. Even though I live in the faraway flyover state of Iowa, I just joined the NJ2AS and the ANJRPC because after listening to the passion in your last few shows, I just recently discovered you guys, by the way. I thought I'd better support you and get on the side of your side and fight with the bad guys. So count me in as a loyal listener. United we stand, we the people." He loves all your music and everything, Sandy. He wants info on the music. So, Lieutenant Colonel, thank you very much for your support.
Now, read why I hate the Colonel.
Why?
Because he's got it. He walks outside in his backyard and shoots into the cornfield.
He's got his own dirt berm.
He's got his
in the
own
back of
dirt
a cornfield.
Berm. Dude, seriously, that's freedom.
See, I would like to make a berm of convicted felons.
I knew. You knew this was coming, okay?
Really, you could lace them together and have them lay.
That's very good. Move on. New topic.
No, seriously. And go out plinking with the .22.
Of course.
It's the lack of sleep. It's the lack of sleep, folks.
No, it's not. Scott, you know him long enough.
Hey, I'm trying to cover for him.
There's no covering. So tell us more about this ridiculousness in Trenton in the next minute that we have left.
Well, big picture, gun bans, 50 caliber ban. How about this one? No firearms training, no guns for you. Now, how about this one? You go to pick up your kids, at school after hunting or target shooting, go to jail for 10 years.
Nice.
$150,000 fine.
We up that.
How about this? You're on a secret government list of suspects, not convicted felons, but suspects. No gun rights for you. Or how about your lifetime FID cards, firearms ID cards, thrown out now, no longer honored, replaced by an endorsement on your driver's license.
Oh, great.
Talk about privacy
now,
implications
for
that.
Scott, you're blasting letter. Through these.
But, oh, no, we can
but
detail these if
put,
you want.
If we suggested putting an endorsement on a driver's license for someone who's been arrested more than twice for drunk driving, the ACLU would have their panties in a bunch.
Or absolutely. Better yet, how about if we suggested putting an endorsement for voters on a driver's
nice.
License.
Yes.
That would freak the
nice,
liberals out, wouldn't
nice,
it?
Nice, nice. Well, let me tell you something. This pisses me off because at one time they were going to change the color license plates for drunk drivers on the cars.
That's right.
And
I
the ACLU
that.
Freaked the
That's
F
right.
out.
That's
See,
right.
I recommend it like pedophiles dyeing them deep purple or dark blue or something, but that didn't go over big. I only had like 80 supporters. When we come back, I want to talk about these in detail, Mr. Bach.
Okie dokie.
And
all
the
right.
next commercial is for all you new listeners and the old ones who have been requested.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
And this segment is sponsored by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com, Facebook, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander Rubian is with us today.
Cheaper than representing, a back waxing, right, Alex?
Absolutely. No, listen, this is one hairy mofo here. That back wax, you know, when I go get my car washed, they charge for oversized vehicle.
Yes, yeah.
Right
there
here is over hairy vehicle.
That's it.
Okay?
Great.
All right? The girl, the back waxing girl, look at me. Oh, no, you go home now. Okay? Whatever the case
they
is.
They have to use bed sheets on there.
Seriously. So,
oh boy.
NJ2AS has gotten together. NJ2AS is the hammer. ANJRPC is the anvil. And we're trying to beat the shit out of the anti-gunners in this state and wake people up.
We got to get politicians
in
the middle.
Listen, Scott Oltest, he's been involved in the NRA for a long time. Scott, isn't it a rarity that two state organizations get together and can sponsor buses and trips like
yes,
this?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So we should be privileged, even though we're getting beat up in New Jersey, we're privileged that we have two organizations. Then we have like Gun for Hire Radio that ties it together. We have Evan Knappen, who's floating around on the top, and Dan Schmutter, you know, and Scott brings in all this other talent, and the ANJRPC with their experience forever.
We've
know.
Just got to mobilize you guys.
But
we've got to get
problem
everybody
is,
out
no,
there.
We're good. It's the problem, like you said, is to wake up all the old timers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Get the old timers out because, man, they got nothing to do.
Correct, but they don't know. They're not socially hooked up like we are.
Correct.
But NJ2AS.com, I just wanted to plug for them real quick. Scott, I wanted to just talk about this mandatory training. I know you says there's carve-outs and exemptions, but New Jersey is proposing mandatory, like, four-hour firearms training. Now, as the owner of the largest training facility in New Jersey and the largest range, indoor range in New Jersey now, you would think that I think it's great that there's a mandatory training, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, but you're totally against it.
I'm totally against it because as a constitutionalist, as someone who likes freedom, I do not need the freaking government telling me. Scott summed it up the other day, right? He says, so you're going to need a class to exercise a constitutional right.
Right, correct.
So we should all take a class to learn how to speak then, so to protect the First Amendment?
Yeah, before we got on air, did we take a class today?
Right. No, exactly. Well, I'd fail anyway.
That's
true. But here's the deal. Like Scott says, they want you to take a class just to possess firearms. So happens? What happens if you're dyslexic? What happens if English is not your first language? What if you're not a good test taker? What if you decided you were going to kill yourself at 17 years old because your girlfriend broke up with you?
If you're disabled?
Correct.
What if you buy guns for investment and you don't shoot them?
Correct. Right. So what if your great uncle dies and leaves you five family heirlooms, and the state is going to come in and say, you know what? No, Scott, you're dyslexic. You couldn't take the test. So who gets those guns now? The state? You know, so this is the first thing. The second thing, ladies and gentlemen, is could you imagine these tests are going to be run like going for your driving test in motor vehicles, okay?
Exactly.
So they better offer it in F in Swahili because that's what I want to take it in.
Well, let me tell you the really galling thing about the bill that's pending right now is it puts anti-gunners on the commission that is going to determine the curriculum.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? If you can believe that.
Unbelievable.
What's the rationale for that?
It's New Jersey. This is the problem.
So people that never shot a gun are going to tell us the
correct.
Kind of course.
Now, not only who never shot a gun, but think that nobody should be, quote,
correct.
Allowed
yeah.
to
correct.
Have any.
Now, don't get me wrong. We talk about this all the time. To drive a car, you should take a test because driving a car is a privilege, not a right. And to carry a gun, I have no problem with any type of
correct.
Mandatory
absolutely.
Training
sure.
because you're affecting other people. But possession of a firearm and exercising a constitutional right, there should never be a class or training attached to that. Mm-hmm. So get it straight here. There, you'll never see me come out in favor of this training.
Now,
I will
can you
fight
imagine
it till the end.
Put the Second Amendment aside just for a moment, okay? We are talking about the right to own property. This is just property. All it is an item. It's property. From a legal standpoint, you are now requiring a test. Can you imagine if someone had to take a test to buy a bottle of Thunderbird wine?
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is there's never been incidences where law-abiding citizens, I mean, Cory Booker even told us, he goes, there's never been an incident in Newark where a law-abiding citizen has committed a crime of any sort.
It's about crime control.
And this is
criminal
complete, yeah, exactly, and it's complete ignorance. I've never met a firearms owner or a soon-to-be firearms owner go and buy a firearm and not get training from their family, their father, a friend, or an actual institution. You know, they act like people just go in, they go buy guns, and they go home and they figure it out for themselves.
Right.
That's the complete ignorance of these individuals that they think that people do that.
Correct.
But just step back for a second. This is a solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
Correct.
We don't have a problem with firearms accidents. Firearms ownership is at an all-time high, and accidents are at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wonder.
Let's
okay,
forget
with
the
everything
asshole
going
in Tom's
on,
River.
Why? Well, okay, but why do we want to impose this? Okay, and the answer is simple. It's just another hurdle,
exactly.
another burden,
correct.
Another obstacle to exactly. exercise a fundamental constitutional right.
Correct.
That's it.
Correct.
Speaking of firearms ownership being at an all-time high, when I had the meeting with Newark, I walked into the lobby, and the lobby was packed. And I was a little surprised, and I said, what is everyone here for? And they said, oh, it's been firearms applications. It's been nonstop ever since. Sandy.
Oh, don't you know, and Alex? Those are just regular firearms people buying just more guns.
No, it was elderly. I was very surprised at how diverse it was. You know, young, elderly, black, white, Latino. I mean, the diversity was amazing. These are people that would never have thought to become firearms owners. So when we read these disinformation and statistics about how, you know, nobody wants to buy firearms and, you know, 90-something percent agree with these, you know, these new laws being proposed, it's completely fabricated.
Right.
It doesn't reflect on what the population really wants. And people want to learn about how to defend themselves, especially in a city like Newark.
Especially.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. Super Booker will fly in.
Yeah, with his tape, you know, and his giant
I will tweet the criminals away. Dun, dun, dun. We can't get the streets swept or get the bums off the ground or get any street lights to work, but Super Booker.
You know, I'd be there, but I have a 10 o'clock with The View. So yeah, I can't
what,
be.
What they call it, Mayor Media.
Mayor Media.
Mayor Media. The women, remember you were with us, Alexander.
Yes.
With the safe committee,
safe
right?
Safe task committee.
The women from Newark were calling. If Mayor Media ever comes back to Newark.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be back.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment is brought to you by Get Out Safe NJ. Survival Equipment NJ or GetOutSafeNJ.com. Facebook page, Get Out Safe New Jersey. Stop and see Frank DeMeo, Route 10 in Whippany.
Good guy.
You know, you just heard Lipstick Bodyguard. Frank sells everything else that goes with it. If you do not have a go bag, if you do not have a bag. Now, Alexander, you're vegan, right?
Yes.
And you made that vegan kick-ass carrot cake for
Absolutely.
Me when we had our open house at Get Out Safe.
I am armed and vegan.
And
I'm sorry. Let me clarify that. New Jersey compliant. I am armed in the home and vegan.
Nice.
Now, that's right.
Now,
that's
Frank had stuff there for you, and there are companies working on vegan survival foods.
Yes,
right?
He had vegetarian, but not vegan.
But they're working on it.
They're working on it.
I have
30 pounds of falafel mix, which is vegan. So that's
vegan, is that you could put pork in it?
No, no pork.
No pork. Okay.
So Get Out Safe NJ.
You believe? I mean, so many times, being in Puerto Rico, I always ask them, no meat, and then I eat the rice and beans, and there's meat in it. And then said, well, we cut it really small. I said, no, that's cutting it really
small. Yeah,
well, cut it really small.
I just get so surprised by the logic sometimes. But,
that's cool. So Get Out Safe NJ is a proud sponsor. Stop by and see Frank on Route 10 in Whippany. Everybody should have a go bag in their car. They should have one at work. You know what? Better to have and not need than wish you had it and not have it. And, you know, for $150, Frank will make you a custom bag. He's working on vegan stuff right now. Alexander checked him out. He had vegetarian. Survival equipment and food, which is really, really important. But everybody should be prepared. Listen, another Hurricane Sandy hits or an earthquake or, I don't know, electromagnetic pulse or whatever.
Or a terrorist running through your town.
Yeah. No, right? Now imagine being at work and having that nice little goodie bag with you.
Yeah.
Of course, in New Jersey, we could shoot paper clips at them with rubber bands.
Other
right,
than
Scott?
That, yes, pretty much.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, I know.
Slingshot. Salt rubber band. Would be considered a slingshot, which is
illegal.
Squirt
lemon juice in his eye.
Or vomit on a terrorist.
He's got an IED, and I got that little plastic lemon that they sell at a produce market. Okay?
You squeeze it out.
Real lemon, right? It's called real
lemon. Real lemon, yeah. I'll just squirt him in the eye with that. And
is it Jersey legal? There's probably a per ounce limit on that.
You can't have more than a 2 ounces of lemon juice. We suck. Anyway,
yes, exactly.
You know what sucks, though? Like, Sandy, you talked about the Overton window. 6 months ago, we were trying to get national concealed carry.
Right. Now we're just trying to hold on to whatever we got.
Exactly. Scott, how does this happen? Listen, Scott, the powers that be in the town where the range is, they came to me concerned. The Gun for Hire logo, the range. They're getting a lot of emails from people. How could they have let a range be built, you know, two blocks from the school?
Well, your mayor is a mayor against correct. Is an illegal mayor against guns.
Correct. And, you know, I can understand non-gunners the way they're afraid and everything. But the phobia now, all people repeat to me as well, since December 14th, things have changed.
No, it hasn't.
Since December 14th, things, you know, Newtown. Listen, that has nothing to do with gun control. That mother, Lanza's mother, was 100% wrong. Those guns were accessible to that kid.
Absolutely right.
Okay? Again, that kid was 40 cards short of a full deck. And so you had about 12 jokers bouncing around.
Yes, he did.
And you let the kid have access to your guns. I consider my stepkids semi-normal, and I didn't let them have access to my guns.
Right. Right.
Well, how do we know it really provided? Do we know the fact that she actually provided access?
No, but I read reports when they went in and searched the house, and he had other guns under his bed, and he had two metal lockers in his room with no locks on them, where he had firearms and ammo and accessories in them. So it looks like she let him possess and play with all the stuff that was under her name. Okay? So that's
which
the,
is
that
a violation
changed.
Right there.
That's something that changed, not guns and gun ownership. But look at what we're up against. Scott, piss us off some more. What are some of the other bills?
All right, well, the school grounds bill is really pretty bad, okay? And this is if you happen to have a firearm in your vehicle and you wander on school grounds, even if it's locked and unloaded, you're on your way to or from somewhere.
And
where
that's any firearm, even a long gun?
Any firearm, okay?
So wait, I'm on the way to the range, and the school calls, my kid has a fever, and I go to pick him up.
The minute your vehicle or you with an even a locked, unloaded firearm enter school grounds, second-degree offense, which carries maximum sentence of 10 years and a maximum fine of $150,000.
And so, with no criminal intent.
No intent.
So
required.
I'm knowingly
mere
selling.
Possession.
So I'm a shitbag selling guns to shitbags in Newark, 5 years in prison.
That's right.
And I stop and get my kid who's vomiting, throwing up with a stomach virus.
On the way home.
And 10 years in prison.
Yes, that's right. Or there are some schools where the main road has an easement and goes through school property.
Right, right.
Merely
are there exemptions? Because I live like 20 feet away from a school zone. I mean, I live in the same
neighborhood. No exemptions.
And the only way I can ever get to my street is by going through drive through
the
school zone.
Well, you better hope they have vegan food in jail.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, there's a big program about sending vegan food to jails.
Well, here's the issue. I mean, you're driving down the street, right? And a giant sinkhole opens up in front of the school, and they detour you through the parking lot, and you've got a firearm in your car. You're done. You're done.
Yeah. Well, what if I get a flat tire while I'm making a
U-turn?
Correct.
And you need to pull into the driveway.
And I have to pull, and I'm technically, like, I don't know what you define as school zone, but, I mean, that sign, this is a drug-free school zone, is, like, literally right in front of my front yard. So is that still the school zone? But, you know, regards to the fact, I mean, I have no intentions of committing any crimes. Why do I have to be at the discretion of these laws that are being proposed?
Correct.
No criminal intent.
You know, an overzealous police officer.
Because you've been too quiet for too long.
Yeah. Here's Dr. Berardi's favorite. S243 declares violence a public health crisis. Right,
that's
Sandy?
An issue. Very
you
big
love
issue.
That one, don't you?
Yeah, it's. I told you. They're going to use Obamacare to take guns away. It's exactly
Did you see the... The Democrats 2 days ago sent a test flag up. They tested the waters. They talked about introducing legislation to exempt themselves from Obamacare.
Yes.
And the public outcry was so bad. They were like, no, no, no. We were
just
only kidding.
Why?
And they retracted it. They were going to carve themselves and their staffs out. Good for me, but not for thee.
Yes. Why don't we propose a bill to exempt politicians in New Jersey from being able to get concealed carry permits?
How about stopping after triple dipping when you're on the public dole?
Right, exactly.
Quintuple dipping.
That is the New Jersey thing.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to talk about that other guy. I don't want you to mention it because I'm in the middle of litigation right now.
No.
Anyway, what about this provides 90-day window for persons to dispose of certain unlawfully possessed firearms, Scott? What's going on there?
Okay, look. I mean, this is a feeble attempt to do something nice for us, okay? Those of us who know New Jersey has an assault firearms law that's still in effect, When that law was passed, a bunch of people who owned these firearms legally were turned into criminals. They had 1 year to deal with that, okay, through either sale, rendering the gun inoperable, destroying it, relocating it. After that window closed, anything you do with that firearm or magazine or prohibited ammunition gets you in jail. So possessing it, you're trapped. Whatever you do, wow, just owning it, you could go to jail. This piece of legislation actually reopens the compliance window within which to get rid of stuff the state made into contraband. However, it fails to exempt magazines and ammunition. Okay, we mentioned that to the assembly. The assembly put it in. The Senate took it out. Okay, the other thing is it's 180 days. Okay, so the honest guy has 6 months to get rid of stuff. But if you're a criminal, you can go to a gun buyback 2 years just from now and get rid of anything.
No questions asked. It's insane. And get paid for it.
Yeah,
that's right. Done? Is it an hour?
No, we got another segment coming up.
Because I fell asleep for about 30 minutes?
At least. Yeah. Well, sorry. You keep nodding out.
Scott, when we come back, we'll vent more. And I want to talk about what we have to do on the 30th and the 2nd. Biatches.
And believe in the God we choose. Liberty. Reaching out to the world, her flags of freedom unfurled.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Take a piece of America back.
It's called truth. It's called truth. Trove.
We the last of the ventures.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun. Just walk out on the balcony and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
Freaking idiot.
And Vice President of the United States.
I like the second week he said, just shoot through the bedroom door.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah,
somebody, anyway, let's move on.
Addle-minded imbecile. With all due respect to addle-minded imbeciles throughout the world.
I want to thank everyone that came out to the grand opening last Saturday. What a phenomenal time. We roughly counted about 400 to 500 people came through from 10 in the morning till 6 at night.
NJ.com said there was only 30 people here.
Yeah, NJ.com. They're not allowed here. I want to thank everybody that came out and showed their support and ate my pulled pork and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I missed it.
That's all right. We had vegan, and we had also we had a kosher pig roast and a vegan
and a kosher
pig roast.
Yes, it was good. Rabbi blessed the pig.
Yes, right? I just want to thank everybody. It was a great time, and the first 2 weeks that we were open for tours and membership was phenomenal. It was like, you know, like coming to a reunion, and now this is our first week open, and it's been tremendous. The amount of people coming in and out. And I'm tired as hell, but I'm going on basically the steam that everybody's given me, just because they're all so happy to be in this huge facility. You shot here the other night, Alexander. Yeah. How cool is it here?
It's phenomenal.
There's nothing for you in the cafe. Yeah, we had an apple.
Yeah, an apple, oranges. Okay, some Pellegrino.
Okay, Pellegrino.
I took all the expensive stuff.
So. Nice, but were you comfortable in the range and everything? Yeah. I mean, this is the place to be now.
I like that lounge. You got the VIP lounge.
Yeah, you're not allowed in there. I'll show you a picture later.
I don't understand.
But
why.
Yeah, the key fob.
It was a guy with
installed.
A gun keeping me out.
Good, but the cafe has been doing great. I've been witnessing people here for breakfast, shooting in the morning, and then coming later on at night.
Nice.
And with their spouse and shooting and then going into the cafe and having a panini or a wrap for dinner. And I look at that and I'm like, that's exactly what I wanted. I was in a cafe having a cup of coffee the other night and a mother was waiting in the cafe. She was on her iPad and the father and like the 11-year-old son were shooting. And every 10 minutes, the 11-year-old would come running out of the range and go to the cafe to show his mother his target. And I was like, this is what I wanted.
Right.
You know, I wanted an environment where you're not like herd cattle.
Yep.
You know, most rangers are like in a garage and you just move in and shoot. And nothing, I mean, there's nothing better than shooting outdoors. I love to shoot outdoors. But if you're pressed for time and you want to shoot indoors and you want to be treated like a human being, you know, the Woodland Park Range Gunfire Headquarters, it's phenomenal. And I'm just so proud of myself and I'm so proud of being able to do it. If it wasn't for our listeners and the Gun for Hire followers alumni for the past 21 years, I never would have been able to do this. And I'm just so happy. You know, again, I'm running on fumes right now, but it's been phenomenal. On that note, let's get pissed off. Scott, hit me.
All right. I want to talk briefly about this driver's license thing and what the implications are of that.
What my endorsement? Go ahead.
Well, you know, they're saying now that maybe we'll embed the data on some strip. But the bottom line is, first, you know that if your driver's license says to someone you're a gun owner, that means there's going to be a lot of unnecessary vehicle searches.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But beyond that.
Absolutely.
Beyond that. Okay. What do you use your driver's license for? Well, if you ever rented a car, you ever checked into a hotel, you ever signed up for school, ever opened a bank account, okay? You know, there's anti-gun banks. Do you really want your banker to know?
No. Yeah. It's none of his business.
Well, General Electric just stopped funding a lot of the manufacturers.
Absolutely.
So again, we're back to being like sex offenders.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're being treated like sex offenders.
Absolutely. And look, at the end of the day, none of this, like we said, is going to impact crime. None of it is going to impact or stop another tragedy. This is all about limiting Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we've been talking with the Senate, you know, they've been much more deliberate. They, you know, saw what happened in the assembly and it made them nervous. But at the end of the day, at the end of this process, I would say we're underwhelmed with how the process has gone. I mean, we could spend a whole show talking about the particulars. It's kind of like somebody saying, please tell me your concerns. Please tell me your concerns. And then, you know, don't worry, we'll address them. And then you look at the next document draft and like 1% or 2% has been addressed. The rest has been ignored without explanation. So, and this is now involving someone who's traditionally been a political ally for us. You know, the Senate President, Steve Sweeney. He's the only reason we haven't had gun control move in the state legislature for the last 2 years.
But I'm looking right now at an article that was written. It's an AP feed, but it was published in a Seattle magazine. And it says Senate President Steve Sweeney told the Associated Press that he believes the bill should become a national model for what, you see, like we say every single week, what starts in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Correct.
So they all these clowns want to really make a name for themselves. Sweeney's saying, on record here, saying that he wants to push this through. Hopefully he can push it through quickly, he says.
Look.
Is this guy talking out of both sides of his mouth?
We're going to be screwed.
He's between a rock and a hard place. Yeah, okay?
It's true.
You know. And
he's a Democrat in a Democrat state, extremely liberal, extremely progressive state, with a progressive governor who portends to be a Republican.
He's trying to throw meat to both sides. Yeah. Apologies to Alexander.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to throw tofu to both
tofu.
Sides.
You know, but he's throwing a tofu. Heck of a lot more firm. Red meat to the other side.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, we are working on, I mean, look, we believe that there is tremendous momentum to try to pass these bills. That is why we must speak out with one thunderous voice next week.
What can we
Tuesday
do, Scott?
Thursday.
I mean, you're speaking to a million people right now.
Well,
what can we do?
It's the same thing. Those million people, okay, for those of you who are tired or think your voice doesn't make a difference, remember, when you act, it's not just you, okay? You know, the power of one is the power of all. So you've got to take that action. You've got to contact members of the committee. You've got to contact the Senate President. You've got to show up in Trenton, you know, and show that we are angry and that we're not going to sit back and take it.
Yeah.
And listen to how easy If you go to the ANJRPC website or Facebook page, or the NJ2AS website or Facebook page, all of the info's there. The registration info for the buses is there. They're leaving from all over the state, or you can drive down on your own or with somebody else. Please, 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 we need you there on April 30th, and then again May 2nd, and maybe more. We'll let you know, but we need help. Please
then,
help us.
Then next stop, the governor.
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, they're opening their headquarters today.
Oh, campaign the governor's
headquarters.
Ah, yeah. Governor's campaign headquarters. He actually thinks he's going to be president of the United States.
It's right next to the Entenmann's Thrift Bakery. I said that out loud.
Very bad, very bad. No governor from brain to mouth.
That's sorry. Right.
So let me ask you, Ant, what do you got going on with Gun for Hire?
Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Tons of beginner classes, tons of instructor classes, all coming up in May. Check them out. We have Refuse to Be a Victim, Refuse to Be a Victim Instructor. If you want to draw from a holster in my ranges, you're allowed to. If you're an IDPA, IPSC, USPSA cardholder, or a Gun for Hire urban class graduate, or a law enforcement or retired law enforcement officer. If not, we're offering a class where you'll get certified and you'll be able to carry and draw from a holster when you're in my range.
Very nice.
Those classes are all listed on the Gun for Hire website. Check us out. Go to the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page and check us out. And keep the questions coming. I hate everybody.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of Anthony Calandro, new range owner who you can shoot from your holster, Scott Bach, attorney, and Alex, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, I really do
appreciate representing NJ2AS. Please, guys, go out and get some people to listen and participate. See you next week.